Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Big Gay Day. My name is Dave Mosley. Carl is missing in action today, so I am joined by the one and only Mr. Jonathan Hurd.
Hello, everyone. Jonathan Hurd here again.
And tonight we are watching Walt Disney's first animated classic, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So it only makes sense to have Jonathan here with us, picking up the slack of Carl's absence.
I guess so. I mean, I kind of like Disney.
Yeah. Where do we start with this, I guess?
I mean, 1937 when it premiered at the Carthay Circle Theater before its 1938 national release.
Ooh, take
That's
us back.
A good place to start.
Take us back. Paint me a word picture, sir.
And it was a beautiful thing for the entire movie industry beyond just Disney Animated Studios. Changed everything.
Am I right in thinking this was, did I read that this kind of, not inspired, I guess, but kind of it helped get films like The Wizard of Oz into production and stuff.
I don't know The Wizard of Oz specifically, but that would make sense because, I mean, it really changed everything. Is everything that was kind of fantasy like that and animate, there wasn't an animated feature film before it, so I mean, it kind of let people know, like, all right, let's see what else we can
this
do.
This can be done. This was completely written off during production over 3 years, I think. 1934, I think it started.
That sounds about right to me.
And it was a long process. This is live action, right? So
this is live action, yeah.
I'm like, am I fucking like...
Yeah, this is
I know
the,
this is HD and it's been remastered.
We're in 2024 right now where it's the live action remake already.
Yeah, when the long production process that Walt Disney had over this, obviously this cost like... I think the budget was $250,000, which was 10 times the cost of his usual short cartoons, the Mickey Mouse stuff, the Silly Symphonies things. And everyone was looking at him just like, you're fucking crazy, man. What the hell are you doing? This is never going to work. And it did actually kind of, he did go bankrupt at a point, and they had to borrow money somehow to get this movie finished. And I think it then wound up costing about $1.5 million in the end.
Yeah, I believe this was one of the times that he put his house on mortgage for it.
Everyone kind of expected this whole thing to fail, and it didn't. It was such a refreshing innovation for theater to see, you know, this live-action animation for... And I thought this was a shorter movie than it is. Like, I thought the first animated movie, I was like, 67 minutes or something.
Yeah?
Like,
what is it?
It's like 100... It's 1 hour 28.
Wow, all right.
Which is, like, it's pretty substantial. I feel like really I feel like most Disney cartoons were around that sort of 60 to 70 minutes.
Yeah. No, they're, I think hour and a half makes sense.
So... I can imagine just being an audience in 1939 and just seeing like this on screen.
Right?
Like, fucking mind-blowing, you know? Like how we sit down and watch a big CG kind of spectacle like Avatar or something.
Yeah, this would blow your mind. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Also, can we say, is she some sort of religion with her headpiece that she has on? Because
her
was
crown?
That a typical thing? No, like, look, she has like the tight cloth around her, like entire head covered.
I see. Like, oh, I see what you mean there, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's not a... Is that a typical royalty thing? Like, do most queens do that?
Don't look at me. What do I know about royalty?
Well, you're from the UK. I thought that you knew everything about any kind of royalty.
I don't know. I don't know where that came from. Is it just like that kind of storybook kind of classic look?
I guess.
Because I will say, like, the humans in this movie, they do look very classic animation, or classic drawing, I should say. And somewhat realistic proportions, particularly the eyes and how, like, everybody seems to have eyelids in these early movies.
Oh, yeah.
But when you look at the characters which are designed to be funny, they got big, goofy eyelids.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
Snow White, the Queen, the Prince, like, everyone's got fucking eyelids, which are always, like, kind of weird.
I don't think I've ever, like, paid attention to that, yeah.
It's weird. I mean, it helps because it makes them, like, super expressive and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it does kind of look a little weird now when you're used to seeing, you know, Disney's humanoid characters in their more recent movies, like Little Mermaid and shit. You know, they've all got these, like Prince Eric, for example.
Yeah.
Compare him to the prince in this movie.
Huh.
Eyes are much bigger and...
yeah, you're right.
You know, got more kind of...
This is more natural.
Yeah, and they look more like, you know, what we associate with kind of Disney's classic look, you know, is
absolutely
kind of what the dwarves and even the evil queen kind of look like.
Yeah.
This early stuff. And I was like, kind of looking ahead at the next movie that came out was Pinocchio, I think.
It's Pinocchio and Dumbo.
Yeah.
And Fantasia.
And looking at Pinocchio, I mean, Geppetto's got those kind of like goofy cartoony eyes, but the godmother kind of fairy thing that comes down to the beginning, same sort of style as this.
Yeah, those were huge influential movies too, because that was during...
That's an interesting effect. How's that being done 75 years ago?
Yeah, like, it's crazy looking at this and thinking every single one was hand-drawn, because now we can do an episode of South Park in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just throw things together. But
granted, it looks like shit, but...
I mean, yeah, exactly. But I mean, trying to do that in 1930s and...
Yeah, you can see why this took 3 years and cost, like, you know, almost more than any movie at the time, I can imagine.
And then right after, you go straight into World War II and half his animators are in the military at that point and change everything.
I'm like, God, I'm sure glad we blew all that money on a movie.
Right?
So let's start this off with what the hell we're doing here. So Big Gay Date is an audio commentary podcast for movies that we have nothing to do with. It's also an excuse for us to just kind of sit back, relax, and catch up with a bunch of guys, basically. And while we do that, we're going to try and talk a little about the movie if we can, if we see points of interest or we know some fun facts about it, or if we just want to make some funny dick jokes or something.
talk about my feelings.
And we're also going to be making this more interesting for you by drinking as we do this. And we try and have a themed drink every week. This week we are drinking a poisoned appletini.
Ooh, I hear they have a variation of this in Disney's California Adventure. Is that correct?
Where you can actually drink, unlike the Magic Kingdom, yeah. So during the Halloween time, when the parks do their Halloween events, there is a limited drink they do, the poisoned appletini. And that's the recipe that I've kind of borrowed. I'm not giving it back. Borrowed for this this drink. So this is crown apple, sour apple puckers, and cranberry juice for the kind of poison part.
And for those of you who do not know, Dave actually hates apples. Mm-hmm. So he is making a huge sacrifice for the sake of theming for this. For
That's
you
why
all.
I sound so miserable right now, I will say. my voice is very, very low. Because, I also don't own any martini glasses. So we are drinking out of pints like men. And there's a lot of this drink in front of me. And this is a very short movie, as we said. So this is going to be an interesting one.
Keep going. Yes, I have no idea the last time I watched this. I've seen clips of it, and I've seen more recently things about like Walt recreating it, where he's like doing his impressions, like telling the story and pitching it to people, than I have the actual movie itself.
I have a feeling there's a good chance I've never seen this movie all the way through, because I do not remember anything up until Hi Ho.
Okay.
And I mean, I've seen a couple of clips. I know I have slight flashbacks to when she's running through the woods, which is like the scary scene. Because I know she's like, you know, she's turning around and there's a tree coming out of nowhere scaring her. And then she kind of spins around and faints and shit, you know, in this kind of dramatic 1930s style.
See, I have like no memory of the Huntsman. I feel like it was several years ago.
That's who this guy is, right?
Yeah, like... sent out to kill her because she's prettier in the...
I had completely fucking forgotten about that part.
Yeah, I forgot that he exists.
Well. I thought that she just kind of ran away or something for quite a while, you know?
Yep, same.
Huh. Did you watch the live-action one with Kristen Stewart and Chris Hemsworth?
I did not touch that, no.
A surprising amount of people did, and that really makes me kind of concerned for them. It's not a good movie. It's not.
It looks terrible.
It's got some good soundtrack, but it's just the wrong kind of way to tell that story. You know, interesting casting though with the dwarfs. That's kind of fun. Lots of classic British actors. Bob Hoskins is in there. Okay. Ian McShane. I think Nick Frost is in there. I can't. If I cared, I'd check. But
yeah,
you know, it's kind of like the almost like the Expendables of like popular British actors. Okay. You know. Which I would like to have, actually, you know what? That reminds me. There was a fucking, there was a time me and my wife were joking about how good it would be to tell, to make like a dwarfs movie, but like cast all the most popular short actors like Vern Troyer and Kenny Baker and Wee Man from Jackass. Like, put all of them into a fucking Seven Dwarfs
Warwick
movie.
Davis.
Yeah, Warwick Davis, of course. You know, just like all those kind of, all those classic, all those ones you've seen in everything. Peter Dinklage, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Make Peter Dinklage dopey. The one who talks who the most. Talk. Yeah.
Like, how fucking good would that be? Like,
that'd be great.
It's kind of exploitation, but yeah. Well, it is. Yeah. It's blatantly exploitation.
It's actually exploitation.
But God, like, if they were all game for that, you would want to watch that.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, absolutely.
And they don't even, I don't even want to see them meet Snow White. I just want to see what they got up to, like, before or after this movie. You know, there's more stories for the dwarves.
Also, I have no memory of this.
Mm-mm. Oh, down she goes.
I remember this. Yeah. Like, I feel like this is the point. I feel like my memory of this movie is her doing the I'm wishing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing we know is here.
She goes into the woods to cry, and she wakes up.
Yeah,
right there.
She cries, and there's like little like bunnies. And
maybe it's just so scary as a kid that you repress that first 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I will say, what are we now? Like, what, 7 minutes in, 8 minutes in?
And you've had approximately 2 fluid ounces of your drink.
This movie's moving at a fast clip, though. I will say. Oh. Okay.
Dave is trying to take another sip. I just had a sip myself. Sip. And by that, I mean 3/4 of the drink at once.
Oh, this is not cool. Oh, speaking of how much this sucks, what is your favorite part of this movie? Because we do need to take shots at that point.
Oh, you're right. I don't want to spoil it. I'm thinking of it, though. I think I've got one.
Okay. Oh, fuck. You know what? I have my liquor. I don't even have what my favorite fucking part of the movie is. You know what? Okay, I'll pick this. I'll pick this when they're in the mine and Dopey's got the gems on his eyes.
Oh, yeah,
and shit.
That's memorable.
Because, yeah, it's a classic kind of visual, but also it's probably my like favorite part of the Snow White Seven Dwarfs mine train.
Yeah, the ride. Yeah,
the animatronic that brings that moment to life is like fucking pitch perfect.
Yeah. As much as people will knock the ride for not being a really exciting or very long attraction, it is, the animatronics in it are really pretty.
It's pretty top notch, yeah.
And then that led the way. Have you done the Frozen ride? Frozen Ever After?
No, I still have not done that.
So that ride takes the animatronics from Seven Dwarfs, basically, that same style, and just ups it even more. And it looks like, oh, if Elsa as a cartoon were here in real life, that's exactly what it would look like.
Now, does it look like it's got the, because I feel like for the most part, the animatronics, maybe except for the eyes on Seven Dwarfs, they are actually full-on faces kind of moving and shit. And I guess it's because they're a little more comically exaggerated and they don't have to sing.
Yeah.
So there's not as much like facial animation needed. But the ones at the Frozen ride at Epcot, it appears to be, from the videos I've seen, it's more like a rear projection.
Yeah,
of
it's like
animation
a full projection on the face, but like the full animatronic is still moving.
And that kind of freaks me out. I guess it just comes out looking bad in videos because the back projection looks a lot brighter. They kind of just like very glowy faces, you know?
Okay. Yeah, no, in person it looks excellent.
Oh my God.
My favorite part, when I think of Snow White, probably I originally think of her like making them wash their hands and like Dopey having soapy stuff all over him.
Well, you remember more about this movie than I do. In my head, this movie is like 15 minutes long. Like, the queen looks in the mirror and she's like, who's the first of them all? And the mirror's like, not you, bitch. And then Snow White runs away and then,
and cries. Yeah. And then the
dwarves like, hi ho. And then they're like dancing around in the house. And then she eats an apple and then she dies. Like, that's all I got.
those are the key factors.
Yeah. I just cut out all the filler in between, honestly.
Like, this scene right here is way longer than I thought it was.
It's
like,
still going on about these fucking animals.
These animals are still, like, interacting with her.
Look at all this looped animation going on. But I will say, the water effects are really fucking interesting how it was done so long ago. Like, either that's a new effect.
Her reflection there is shockingly
either someone's gone in and George Lucas this, or that there's a really cool trick that was done back there, like one of those like really simple little things that's just like people wouldn't think of these days because now it's just easy to go like, fuck it, we'll do it on a computer.
Look at the water there. That's lovely.
That's pretty nice.
However, I will argue, I don't think anyone is George Lucas this. Until I see one of the animals go like, hello, Daddy. Then, like, I'm not. Or some obnoxious, stupid animal. I don't think it's happening.
Or you got a fucking dance number.
Yeah, like the Return of the Jedi thing. Oh, my gosh.
Or just look in the background. We'll see Boba Fett or something. Yeah. Just walk by, give a casual nod to the audience.
Hey, I know I'm your favorite
character.
Oh, it's
dark inside. I better break and enter.
Yeah, the things that are unacceptable here.
Also, I better let myself in.
Yeah, right. I guess there's no one home. I should go inside.
What is
and
this,
look.
Canada?
Yeah. They show up. Oh, sorry, eh? Yeah, I feel like the animals are even more understanding that this is unacceptable.
Yeah,
than
her. They look very. There's some trepidation in their eyes, but
they're very concerned of. We're friends with her, so I guess we'll go in. But they're pretty nervous about going in here, which.
Even the turtle is making an effort to creep, and it doesn't have to. Yeah, it's a fucking turtle.
Like, which would concern me if animals like me... If I'm walking in and animals are afraid to be in there, I'd be like, maybe I don't want to be here.
Animals just sense danger. They're the fucking canary down the coal mine. Yeah. Just send the animals in first, and if they're like, I got a bad feeling about this, maybe don't start fucking... picking up their clothes and sitting in their chairs and shit. Because then fucking three bears come home and eat the shit out of you.
Yep.
That's what I learned in my fairy tale.
Yeah, Snow White is like not many steps away from a three bear situation. How does the...
It's like one of those fucking home improvement shows where like the host comes into the house while the owners aren't there and just like, look at this, look at this. Look, oh, this is an absolute state.
Yeah,
oh, we got to knock this down here. She's just fucking... She's here just bitching about the house.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Like, well, I didn't know you were coming.
Yeah. I will say that is an excessive amount of cobwebs.
Yeah. We assume they live here every day, right?
Yeah,
maybe this is their summer home.
Yeah, they haven't been here for a few months, and they're like, oh, well, it's time to go back. Like, that's a great point. Maybe they're very clean people, and like last time there was a big storm, and they had to rush out.
Yeah, when they go to work, they just go and work for like 8 straight weeks, you know?
Yeah, you're right. They could be gone for a long time.
Yeah.
However, are the dwarves some kind of slave?
To who?
I don't know to who, but... They are clearly mining an extraordinary amount of wealth, and then they live in the same bedroom and in this house.
Yeah.
Like, why are they not beyond wealthy?
They should be making fat stacks.
Right? Like, I'm imagining, like, the dwarves in the
Hobbit
movies.
Are these, like, blood diamonds or something?
Yeah, right? Like... Maybe that's why they're friends with Snow White. They're like, oh, someone can free us.
Yeah, right.
How does the Grimm story go? Like, because they all end super sad and everything. Like
the Grimm, Grimm stories are fucked up. Apparently,
Little Red Riding Hood gets like eaten by the bears and stuff. Like, what's the awful thing that happened? Also, that is not cleaning. A deer licking the plate is not cleaning it.
I mean, I get that you're trying, but like, please stop wiping your ass over everything.
Yeah. Such a Snow White sound.
Not under the rug, pour it into the walls.
Oh, and this is the mouse that is actually a clean mouse inside this house. I like that we're just entranced with the animation of Stop Talking. Like, we're like, oh, wow, that's nice.
I want to see this part of the movie just like set to shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake that.
I mean, it is literally animals shaking their ass
just look
on
at this.
Things. Like, that's what they're doing. Like, again, they're... Please,
that's
someone...
That's got to be out there.
Yeah, that has to. Literally every animal is cleaning things with their ass.
I've seen other Disney movies. You can use your hand. You have posable thumbs and shit in
like,
Cinderella. You sewed a dress in Cinderella.
Yeah.
You can't fucking...
Oh,
I wasn't expecting this movie to make me so mad.
Right? Like, this is too much.
I'm fired up now.
That's not a logical way to go about it, animals. Come on.
I can't suspend my disbelief for this.
If they're using their hands, I can understand, but they're only using their ass. Were the 1930s okay with this? They weren't okay with Elvis. He was inappropriate in the 50s. I can't believe that it would be.
Well,
this.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been appropriate in the 30s. He would have been like 4 years old or something. Yeah. Can't have a 4-year old just gyrating his hips at the ladies.
Ooh.
That's not cool.
Oh, see, they're using their hands there.
I think these guys are the real slaves.
Yeah, the raccoons are. That deer's still using its ass. Well, it does have hooves. That's fine.
I think the turtle was getting a little too much out.
Yeah,
of
like the turtle really was. And then they go leave, and he gets real upset about it. Like that was. If you're watching this while listening to us, that turtle, right?
It was a little goofy. Yeah, that was a little goofy fish. And then that look they gave the little chipmunk because he ended up in his shell. Like,
right,
I feel like 2 seconds after that frame cut, we just saw them both kind of disappear into the shell for some private time.
Also, what happened to the huntsman? Did he just give up? Does he come back?
I don't know.
I feel that way. He's like, oh, well,
she ran away, and he's like, oh, I'll never catch her now.
Like, the queen not find anyone better than the 14-year-old girl who ran away for 20 seconds to cry? Can't be found
again.
And the
huntsman's like, ah, foiled.
I guess the real huntsmans were actually hunting. Like,
yeah. I can see why this guy's given up the true huntsman game, and he's now in like private security or whatever. The
right?
Yeah.
You might want to get your shot ready.
Oh shit! Yeah, you're right. Hang on.
We'll have Dave back here shortly, while Jonathan just hangs tight with you. If you are not watching, the dwarves are currently mining lots of gems. If you are listening and blind, the dwarves are mining with gems as well. Then, if you're just watching,
you don't have to do a fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger commentary on Predator where you just talk about what's happening in the whole movie.
Is that what he does?
Yeah, he's like, and now you see that
I've covered myself in mud so the Predator can't see me.
I'm picking up the gun because the Predator, he is looking for me. It's either Predator or Commando. It's a play-by-play of the fucking movie.
Oh my
though.
Gosh, I want to be a part of that. Is it just him or are there other people?
I feel like it's just him, and it's kind of like what just happened there with you, where you're just like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, if there's not conversation, it's hard to do. Like,
did I miss the scene, by the way, the shot?
I don't know. I spent a lot of time just talking about what was happening.
Okay.
And seeing how far away you were. I missed you.
I'm close. Don't worry. I'm always close.
I'm not on this big gay date. It makes me sad when you're too far away. What? So, okay. Do you see that key storage? They literally put away all the gems in a door and lock it, and then set the key on the door frame and like literally right next to the lock. Like, what is the point of even locking it at this point?
Like, just dusting out. Like, there, safe forever.
This is why they're poor. They don't know how
they
it keeps
go to work every fucking day. They work their ass off to mine gems and diamonds. They come back the next day and they're like, we were robbed again.
How do people keep getting in?
Just don't get it, guys.
The entire civilization thrives from these dwarves' work.
Yeah. Meanwhile, like a 10-minute run through the forest, there's a whole fucking kingdom that's like super rich. Where so rich you can afford a mirror that fucking talks to you and reassures you about how pretty you are.
This explains so much.
I thought they were being exploited, but it turns out they're just incompetent.
They deserve it at that point.
Be more fiscally responsible, dwarfs. Goddamn.
Do they go back to the mine?
I don't think so. Let's take our shot now.
I know. I think because I was from home, from work to home we go. Don't they still have a from home to work we go? Like, don't they switch the song?
Did you hear my synopsis of the movie?
You're right. You know what? That was memorable enough just seeing stuff, the gems.
Yeah.
So it's I don't know what this is. Don't tell me what it is. Let me figure it out.
All right. Yeah. Like a fucking wine tasting.
I'm not even gonna smell it.
Okay.
Oh my god. What is that? Apple?
It is. Keeping in with our
Seven
Dwarfs theme.
That was worse than the drink. Then my boy. Oh. I felt like that was the most pathetic sound of it. That was worse than the drink.
You're looking at me like, I don't want to play anymore.
I don't like this game.
Oh, man.
Hi-ho.
Well, I mean, you got to pick a shot soon because they're going to start
washing up.
Washing up and shit.
They've got to go to sleep and stuff. Oh, this is where they have to get shocked that a girl has broken in. But we keep everything so secure. How could someone break in? Seriously, they keep their house unlocked and they lock up their gems with a key next to it. What?
Like, also, I don't see a car anywhere.
They probably got stolen.
Yeah.
They probably take that mine train to work that we ride at the Magic Kingdom and then it got stolen because they left it easily accessible.
I can see why that one's so grumpy all the time.
Yeah, right? He probably understands this, right? We should probably put the key so...
Hey,
stop it, Grumpy.
How about we take the key with us this time, guys?
Grumpy, don't do that. Let's just go back and sleep.
Or maybe it's the person who keeps stealing our fucking diamonds.
You're right.
Because everyone knows when your feet start to hurt, that means that's like your spider sense tingling.
Right. I really hope so. Each of the live action movies have done well with like plot holes and whatnot. Like Cinderella made the characters more relatable. Beauty and the Beast pointed out things.
Gave us more Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
So much more Ewan McGregor than the last movie.
Yeah. But it always helps explain certain things that are like your typical plot holes and complaints about a movie. Like, why does the whole village not know about this castle? And then it's like, oh, the curse made him forget about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, thank you. What are they going to do with the with Snow White here?
Are they making a live-action Snow White?
I mean, there's no announcements for that, but it seems inevitable at this point. Like,
okay.
We're doing everything, it seems, so.
Yeah, makes sense. I don't know.
Like, it's going to take a lot to fix the plot holes of, like, the gems and them just being poor dwarves in there.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to become an anti-slavery movie?
Oh. Contemporary, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they're immigrant dwarves. It's going to pull like a Black Panther and talk a lot about immigration.
Yeah. The queen wants to build a wall or something.
Yeah. I'm sure some of them are fine, but they're bringing in their uncleanliness, their untaxed gems.
Even our cobwebs have been stolen.
Who is stealing all of this? I realized all of them are dopey.
Oh my god.
Like,
is that Bashful?
Yeah, that's Bashful.
I feel like there was another name for him in the animator's room that never like made it around.
Well,
just looking at the way he's kind of moving.
what might that be?
I don't want to say.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
No. Anyway, this is Big Gay Debate. So. It's weird seeing them with like irises. You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Like the eyes are all just so. It's weird that the oldest cartoon, like the eyes are so perfect.
Mm. It's like they were trying too much to put too much detail in.
Yeah, yeah.
Five little men are like, spell my finger.
Right, all at once. Also, what What is Snow White is a princess. Is she a princess before the prince?
Do we just not care
about that? Because she was definitely wearing like raggedy clothes.
She's one of those people where the like all Disney movies where we don't know fuck all about her parents.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We just see her wearing raggedy stuff and sweeping, and then all of a sudden she's wearing, like, cutesy things.
Yeah. Like, maybe that's why she, maybe that's really why she ran away, because she went into the queen's, ooh, like, closet.
Here's what I like the idea of. Here, if you're listening, Disney, we can do a, for your live action thing. Maybe the queen never wanted to give anything up and had something to always stay young, almost like a Tangled type situation,
mm-hmm.
and somehow she had a child. And then left it on the footsteps somewhere. And the child was just raised up an orphan. But she's really the princess.
Okay.
And then the prince is from like a faraway kingdom. I don't know.
Trying to do some Star Wars shit or something in there.
Yeah, right.
Tie everything back to the Skywalkers.
Yeah. Although I think that's one of the reasons people are so upset about Star Wars is we're leaving the Skywalkers.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
I see both sides of the argument, honestly.
Can't say goodbye.
I see both sides of, like, you know, yeah, Star Wars. Yeah, it's awfully convenient that it seems like everything comes back to the Skywalkers, but
it's also a home.
It's about, like, the Skywalkers. It's a story about it, you know. This first trilogy is about Anakin Skywalker, and the new one's about Luke Skywalker, and then wherever we're going with this new one, it'll be interesting. But
Rey,
I also see the point of, like,
Skywalker.
How cool would it be to just, like, what if these guys have nothing to do with them. Like, it's a nice idea. I see both sides of it. I have no strong feelings one way or
the other. It'd be nice to keep it tied to the Skywalkers a little bit, but then I like the fact that they're expanding out and saying, like, all right, this is where the universe is going, because you can't just keep it to them the entire time when you want to keep making movies. Like, you have to fully open the universe up. So that sounds exciting. Okay. Dave is doing some important things right now. So I'll just, kind of keep rambling on about Seven Dwarves, which, again, super influential movie, really showed some of Walt's vision and the fact that he was able to get his animators on board with this crazy movie. Nobody believed it could happen, and it's actually a really neat story if you look into the whole bit where he called in his animators and then sent them out with, what, it was like 10 cents or something to get a good dinner, which was a lot at that time.
Oh.
Or maybe it was like a quarter. I don't.
I heard the story where he paid him like $5 a gag.
Maybe
whoever
there
came
we go.
Up with whoever came up with a funny sight gag that was going to appear in the movie, which is where the thing with the where all their noses like appear on the table or something.
Okay.
Like, apparently that was worth $5 back in the day, and I don't know if that's a lot of money, but I know when Disneyland opened, tickets were like 25 cents.
Yeah,
so.
That sounds like a lot. Yeah,
yeah.
I know,
because it's no wonder he went over budget and had to mortgage his house.
Yeah, right. So it was neat. He sent the animators out to get a full meal and whatnot, and then called them back in, and he goes over the whole script himself and, like, tells every line and reads every part, and then afterwards the animators are, like, fully on board, and before that no one would be. So it kind of shows his cool charismatic character and ability to tell stories and get them on board with it.
He seems like a showman. Now, let me bring this up here. Because I realized this when doing a little research on this movie. I'm going to consult my notes here. He didn't direct this. There's like 6 different directors on this movie, and he's not a single fucking one of them. He's also not an animator on this movie. Or a producer, technically, I think. I don't know, maybe he's a producer. He didn't write it, certainly. Walt Disney, we kind of associate with all these classic movies, but, like, at the grand scheme of things, like, what did he do with them?
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, I know he was around all of it, because he'd, like, come over and peer over people's shoulders and, like, criticize. I know that it's a common thing that he would criticize you all the time. The greatest praise you could get from Walt was to simply say him saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If he said nothing and just kind of, like, nodded his head, like, okay, and, like, just moved along, that was him being, like, all right, good work.
That was a pat on the back from him.
Terrifying.
Yeah. He strikes me as kind of like a Steve Jobs of his time, in that we associate Steve Jobs with Apple and, like, everything great about iPhones and iPads and everything, but really, did he make them?
Yeah.
Did he design them? What did he do? He was just there to kind of push it in the right direction, I guess, or sell it to us, you know?
Good point.
And I feel like if Walt hadn't done this, there would have been someone else trying to make a full-length animation feature, but they wouldn't have been able to sell it on the public as well as
Walt Disney did. He got the vision and the idea of how to do it and to sell people on it. And then
that's the exact word to use, yeah.
And he got the right people in charge to take care of stuff. Same reason why he had Roy with him the whole time to kind of show what was reasonable and help make things happen.
This is your house.
Yeah, right. Is this what happens
when... Grow some balls.
When seven men find a 14-year-old girl? I mean...
Well, yeah, I guess at this point, to be fair, yes. If I found a 14-year-old girl in my house, I'd be like, shit, what the fuck do I do?
She's sleeping in our bed.
This looks so bad.
This is terrible. Like, we're seven full-grown men and there's a 14-year-old girl passed out in our beds. Like, we're in Hollywood. Yeah.
Where are the fucking cameras? This has to be...
Yeah, right? Here, please have a seat. Just know what it looks like. Oh, really? Seven poor homeless people that can't ever find a woman?
I swear, she broke into the house. Well, your door was unlocked. God damn it!
Why would we need to do this? We're wealthy and have so many gems. Where are your gems?
I'll show you.
See, they're right. Oh no, not again. Every day.
Why can't a dwarf catch a break? Oh, dear. I like how all of these dwarves are clearly just named based. I imagine if, like, in this world, we just name people off of their physical or, like, behavioral characteristics, all... you know?
I'm weirdo.
I'm snarky. Like, yeah.
Sarcastic-y.
Yeah. Just walking down the street. Hey, slutty.
Like, yeah, right. Your strongest attribute. Hey, nobody cares. Oh.
So this movie we talked about, I'm going to go way, way back to the beginning here. The movie cost $1.5 million to make when it came out. When it came out, it made $8 million in gross, which is at the time a fucking disgusting amount. Again, considering Disneyland, which didn't open for another 20 years.
Yeah, 18 years. Because this premiered in 1937, then fully released 1938. Opened 1955 was Disneyland. So okay. Math means 18 years, 17 years.
Math means that. Yeah. So yeah. It's a lot of like inflation to kind of account for as well. Yeah, and tickets exactly. were like, 25 cents, a dollar, maybe whatever it was. I don't know. Something goddamn ridiculous. $8 million back then is a disgusting amount of money. And to show how disgusting it is.
Oh, did we get inflation?
Oh, I've got some math for you. It has an adjusted gross of $1 billion, putting it at number...
$1 billion?
$1 billion. It has a...
You can make me run a mall for that much money. It's easy, not hard. Do you get that reference?
Not at all. I'm just going to laugh politely.
Do you know Tim and Eric's $1 billion movie?
No.
It's
from that, I'm presuming.
It is. Yeah. Okay. Do you know Tim and Eric?
I've seen
their sketches.
Names.
Yeah, their movie... It's entirely, they say they're going to make the best movie ever spend $1 billion on diamond suits and have to owe the producers money. And then there's a commercial for Will Ferrell saying, run my mall, it's easy, not hard, for $1 billion. And it's ridiculous. But it's like Will Ferrell and early on John C. Reilly, and it's ridiculous.
I remember hearing about that when it came
out. Yeah, it was hilarious. But yeah, continue. $1 billion.
$1 billion puts you at number 10 in the all fucking time top grossing movies.
Wow.
Put in perspective, number 11 is The Force Awakens.
Wow.
It's made more money than The Force Awakens, adjusted for inflation. It's made more money than Avatar, adjusted for inflation.
Wow.
And a lot of that is probably to do with the fact it's been around so long, and people have paid to see like four or five re-releases.
And at that point, they re-release it to theaters, whereas for us, we...
the 50th anniversary. We do rent, the 60th anniversary and shit.
Yeah, you do movie rentals and things like that.
Nowadays, you can just buy a movie and you got it. You've got it for good. That's it. But yeah, still, like, that's a crazy amount of money.
It really is. What's number one? So is it Gone with the Wind?
It's Gone with the Wind, adjusted for inflation, which is something like 1 billion. I don't know, like 2.3 billion or something like that.
That's insane.
And I can't wrap my head around that. How many people went and saw that fucking movie? How long ago for that number to be that high? It makes no sense.
I don't know if I've seen it, to be honest.
Also, that movie's like 4 fucking hours long. Yeah. Like, they can't have played it as quickly as they did Snow White. So
no.
You're not getting as many people into your theater every day. Like,
yep,
the math doesn't add up.
I mean, I guess they have nothing to do for the day. They're like, whoa, what? You Gone with the Wind twice.
Yeah, that's true. I have never seen even once, honestly.
I'm
that would be a big gay date.
Oh my gosh. The last hour would just be silence as we've passed out.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time a host has passed out on this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Is it noticeable on the audio that someone's just done?
Oh yes. what else have I got to talk about here? Oh, so we're recording this, what's the date now? 7th of March. We just had the Academy Awards this last weekend.
Oh, boy.
And speaking of Academy Awards, I don't think this won anything, but it was nominated for... There obviously weren't as many categories back then, but it was nominated for a lot of honorable mention awards. And I'm sure you've seen the picture of Walt with his, like, honorary statue for this movie, where it's, like, the Oscar and then, like, 7 little Oscars next to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, because I had a, what's her name from Annie?
Shirley Temple.
And she's like, gee, isn't it beautiful? Gosh, I'm so proud I just might bust. That's what Walt said.
Always a showman.
Yeah.
Did they wash up yet?
No, they have not. They haven't even gone to bed. Did
I don't know what's going on.
Aren't you going to wash? Wow, you're a prophet over here.
Well, that's the most insulting thing that's happened to him all day.
Yeah.
Your name is Grumpy.
Right?
Yeah, that's all you're known as by your friends, your best friends.
What did
friends.
She just say to him?
Cat got your tongue.
Yeah, that's...
He's like, how fucking dare you?
Well, I'm pretty sure anything she'd say to him, he'd be, how fucking dare you? Yeah. Because, also, what kind of awful person just is always so grumpy to be known as grumpy? Like, I can't think of anyone, like, that grumpy. Can you?
Well, no, because Grumpy is the bar now.
Yeah, Grumpy is the bar for being grumpy.
Also, I don't ever use the word grumpy these days.
Pissed?
If someone's like, you know, if someone's like irritable, I'm not like, oh, he's a bit of a grumpy guts today.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, look at this asshole.
Yeah, right? Look at this fucktard.
Yeah. Like, this guy, what a cunt.
That's a modern term. I'm cunty.
Yeah.
Slutty, cunty, pissy.
But that's the difference 80 years
drunky.
Makes in our language.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Seven dwarfs these days.
Yeah.
You'd have you'd have cunty, shitty, bitchy, wokey.
What was that?
Wokey.
Just like super hipster.
Fucking hair combed over like My Chemical Romance.
He could basically be dopey, just never talk, sitting in the corner.
Yeah. Just sipping his coffee.
Just kind of mumbles. Gosh, that sounds so good.
All right, so this is your moment. Now that I'm washing up. All right, so do you want to go head over to the bar and find your liquor?
Yeah.
Okay. Nah. It's like when fucking Bilbo Baggins in Hobbit running off, I'm going on an adventure. Hey, do we ever know why she's called Snow White in the movie? I don't think it's ever mentioned, right? Or does she say what her name is?
These are cool little caps for your oars.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever mentioned. I might be wrong. Maybe it's mentioned what her name is. I don't think we ever. I don't think we ever find out why she's called Snow White. But in the going back to the Grimm fairy tale version, it's because her mother is pregnant with her, and she watches snowy. She watches snow land on a black windowsill, and I think she cuts herself or something, and some blood drips onto the snow. So she looks at the. She looks at the snow white and the red for and like which is going to be like her lips, I guess, and a black as hair. And so when she looks at her kid, she sees all those kind of like colors represented in her face. So she kind of just picks her name as Snow White, and that just seems like really, really fucking arbitrary, you know? That makes sense. Did I explain that badly or?
No, I get it.
But how the fuck does she know she's going to have a girl? You know?
Yeah. Great technology. Maybe there's a magic mirror for it? Mirror, mirror on the wall.
I mean, this is clearly a flush country. Like, this is like the Wakanda of fairy tales.
It really is. I mean, look at the freaking gems everywhere. Yeah. Like
everybody has a magic mirror
all,
in their house.
It's Wakanda, all because of the work these seven dwarves are doing.
All this vibranium they're mining has just paid for such a luxury in the actual city. But if she had a fucking... If she had a kid, if she had a boy, and he had... pale, like, she really lucked out having a fucking girl, because Snow White, like, yeah, like, porcelain skin, bright red lips, dark hair, beautiful. If you have a fucking boy with the same attributes, you've got Marilyn Manson.
Alright, so, it's time for my shot. We're going to, let's see.
Take me on a journey.
Well, let's call it the, it's going to be a mix of Snow White, Grumpy, and Dopey.
Is Snow White the innocence I'm going into it with, Grumpy how I feel immediately afterwards, and Dopey how I'm going to feel in about 30 minutes?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Each word, you'd have to be Dopey to take it. As you take it, you're a little bit grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And going in, the innocence of Snow White, because this is not a good mix.
Okay. Giving you free reign of my bar, and I realized that was a massive error on my part. Oh, the smell. The smell just kind of ticks you in. Why would you do that to me?
Oh, why did I do that?
I invited you into my home.
And that was...
I sent some rumplements.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Why?
There's three parts.
Yeah,
one part rumplements.
Oh, it's an explosion of flavors in my mouth, and none of them like each other.
Nope.
Like it's like three warring factions on my tongue. Okay, go on. Tell me
so
your thought process on this.
I was like, you know what? Let's make a grumpy shot. Mm. And I wanted to mix the green apple to help make sure that it has still that Snow White mix.
Mm-hmm.
The green apple liqueur, or sour apple pucker, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Sour apple pucker. Mm. Then the Rumplemints, because I was like, oh, these are bad together. That'll make it grumpy. Then there is still space left, and I was like, Jaeger would really make this grumpy, and you'd have to be Dopey to take it.
You're absolutely right.
Maybe after you'll feel happy, though.
And I'm happy it's over.
A little bit less bashful.
Go on, name the other four.
Three. If you almost you almost sneezed during it, and in a couple hours you're really gonna be sleepy,
and then you'll need a dock.
Yep. Oh, this is great.
Stuck the landing.
Great, good work. That's some big gay date teamwork right there. The heart of a pig. She is quite the biologist. To be able to know right off the bat, the heart of a pig. Like, I'm pretty stinging positive. So if someone handed me a heart, I'd be like, yeah, it's a heart. Like, sure, you're right. Like, I have no way to discern the difference between a human heart and a pig heart. Like, there's an aorta. Like, that's what?
That's why you're not a doctor.
That's why I'm not a doctor, exactly. But she's a queen. I mean... she's the evil queen, right? Like, why is she so knowledgeable about this? Like, I guess, like, at that point, the royalty would be the most educated, but... And clearly she's some kind of alchemist as well. Like... Also, do Snow White and her already have some kind of animosity for her to want to turn into this creepy old hag? Because I'm pretty positive I'd be more willing to take an apple from this, like, attractive queen character than I would be this creepy old hag at the window. Like, I don't get the logic on this part. Like, especially as a 14-year-old girl. A 14-year-old girl, I feel like, would be much more willing to be like, here's this attractive adult figure versus here's this scary old grandma that, like, I don't want to go see in the nursing home even though she's my grandma. Like, I don't know. So these are kind of cool effects. Like, I don't know how you do this just with drawing. Like, that's intense.
There's some kind of either mirror effects or fucking, like, Vaseline on the lens or some kind of old school trickery, you know? That's going on behind it.
Also, is she just cool with this lasting forever?
She's in this for the long haul.
Like, if there's going to be anyone prettier than me, I don't care at all as long as they're dead.
She's prettier than me. I've got to kill her. I know how I'll kill her. I'll disguise myself as a very, very ugly woman.
Yeah.
It's like one step forward, two steps back.
Yeah. She's just... Everyone in this movie is awful. The huntsman gives up after walking up to her. Worst huntsman ever.
No,
the
dwarves, wait, come back. It's too far.
I'll kill a pig and put it in a box for her.
That'll do.
And then the dwarf... No, Snow White just walks into this unoccupied house and then just falls asleep there, which is a terrible idea to just sleep in a house you've broken and entered to.
Don't tell me about it.
Yeah, right? And then the seven dwarves leave their gems locked up barely. Just it's
can't they fucking get over
they,
that.
They basically
why go through the, like, effort of having a lock and key.
You might as well leave the key in the lock at the point that they
or
did
just
it.
Have a big fucking neon sign pointing like yeah, an arrow, like, from one to
hey,
the other.
If it's locked, the key's right here.
Yeah.
Lots of money and wealth here. And then the queen slash old hag. They're prettier than me. I'm gonna become ugly.
Yeah.
Like, what is the logic
Everyone's
here?
Everyone's a dick in this movie.
Like, they're just all...
Everybody's at fault. There's no redeeming character. What's
any...
the I was going to say the prince is the only one, but he kisses a fucking underage girl.
He falls. He finds a 14-year-old girl in a coma and kisses her. Like, everyone here is an idiot.
It works.
Yeah. What values is that teaching our children watching this? This is how we got Donald Trump. This is how we got Harvey Weinstein and all of Hollywood, because they were raised on Snow White saying it's okay to just kiss
this
whoever
happens,
you find.
So what happens when you tell your kids that life's going to be like a fairy tale?
You're right? Kiss who you find and it'll end up great. Wow.
It's like
this is what created
like
the baby boomers.
It's like he kisses her in the middle of the forest, and like as if it was just like dibs. You know?
Right, dibs. He sees the dwarves standing around. None of you are going for it.
No,
all
father.
Right,
mine.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man,
Sleepy looks like that is not an instrument he's playing, but rather something he's been smoking.
Are they yodeling?
They are yodeling. So here's the fun tidbit for you, since we've talked about the ride earlier.
Mm.
You know, at the end of that ride, there's the old school animatronics?
Yes.
That just look regular?
Mm.
Those are actually from the park original Snow White Scary Adventure ride. They moved them from that attraction into there.
That's a nice homage.
Just a neat little, yeah.
One of the things, I think, I forget where I saw it recently, but it was... I think for some, don't know. At my job, if you sit at the computer long enough, you get down a very deep hole of the internet, you know?
Yes, understood.
I found myself looking into the Disneyland Paris Park, because I've been there a few times. I don't know if you've ever been there.
I have not. I'm hoping to go there later this year, if possible.
Oh, very nice. I want to go back there, because it has been a while, and I can't remember anything about it, really. But I know it's very similar to the parks we have over here in America. But they do have the Snow White ride still, and it's a very simple trick, because it's an old ride. But there's that scene, it must have been this one as well, where you see the Evil Queen looking into the mirror, and then the animatronic turns around, but it's the Evil Queen in front of you, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a real nice little switch. I'm like, God, that's such a cool little easy trick to do, but it's very, very effective.
Also, that ride is terrifying. Mm. So I rode it in Disneyland this past August.
Well, it says scary.
I hadn't been there for a long time. Yeah, you're right. But I went there, and all the rides, that one, Mr. Toad's, which is his own clusterfuck of like, wait, he gets drunk, he drives, gets arrested, gets sentenced, breaks out, drives again, drives into a train, and goes to hell. Like, what?
Mr. Toad's bogus journey.
Yeah. Whoa. Bogus. Yeah. And then the Pinocchio ride.
I heard they're going to replace Mr. Toad with Paris Hilton.
Oh, my God. Sounds about right. And then you've got Pinocchio, which is focusing on like where they turn into asses, and then like it focuses on Monstro and all the scary parts. Like all the original rides at Disneyland are terrifying.
Again, and honestly, a lot of the earlier Disney movies are terrifying. Mm-hmm. Like that part of Pinocchio is fucking horrifying. I again, internet black hole today, researching Snow White, ended up looking at Pinocchio. And I read a little bit more about kind of that movie. I haven't seen that movie probably about as long as I haven't seen this movie.
Well,
I'm going to guess
soon.
25 years or so. And I'm 32.
33 this Saturday?
No, 32 this weekend. Okay. Sorry. Whatever. I was fucking young when I saw Pinocchio, okay. And I haven't seen it for a long time. But that scene where his fucking best friend turns into a donkey and shit and is screaming the whole time, but is also...
Right?
A donkey that can talk, so he knows that it's like horrifying. Like that's goddamn awful,
right?
And there's the guy that fucking like what does he do? Rounding up kids, brings them to the Pleasure Island, knowing that they're gonna fucking turn into donkeys.
That is evil.
And that is
one of the worst.
And
imagine,
then he sells the donkeys to people.
Imagine that being in a current Disney movie.
Yeah,
like the outrage.
Is it animal cruelty or is it child labor? Is it both?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's slavery, child labor, animal cruelty.
He's
everyone is
the
upset.
Donkeys and shit, and I'm like, he's smacking a donkey, but that donkey used to be a kid.
Everyone is
who he kidnapped.
Everyone except your ultra capitalists are upset. The ultra capitalists are like, that's a good use of resources. They're making money.
We can get some ideas from this.
Yeah.
There's some weird fucking shit in old school Disney. You know? There's some weird stuff in the classic Disney movies. Plus, there's that whole scene in Dumbo with the fucking Casey Jones train where whoever animated it was high as a kite.
And then the fact that Dumbo
They discovered acid 20 years before everyone else.
And then Dumbo gets drunk. Dumbo gets drunk in that movie.
So
and
when he's
imagines
flying, is he just really drunk?
Pink elephants on parade, here they come, bippity boppity.
I'm thinking of the fucking you can fly without Peter Pan. But when he goes like when he starts flying,
yeah, is he just
fucking like making running around like an airplane,
like
arms outstretched, just like
the circus found out it's hilarious when they get a baby elephant and it runs around like it can fly,
just running around in a circle.
It's depressed
in Dumbo's head. He's having the time of his fucking life.
It's depressed because his mom is gone and everyone's made fun of him his whole life, and his child gets drunk
and drinks to Dumbo drinks to forget.
All right, we need to watch each of these coming up. Maybe people would be okay with a spin-off podcast of Dave and I watching Disney movies, commentating. Oh my gosh.
So bad.
Because seriously, so many of these things, if you made them today, people would be shocked. But we're like, we want to get back to those traditional values.
Really?
Now I'm curious, what about the original fairy tale for Pinocchio? how fucked up does that have to be? Like, if that's what we still had happen, like, granted, most of the Disney movies
if we still turn kids into donkeys, you mean?
Yeah, right? Like, most of the Disney movies take a fairy tale and change the ending and make it happy, because most of them end tragically.
Fucking grim, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But Pinocchio is still terrifying throughout it, even if it ends happy.
You can't sanitize that story.
So, like, what's the original if this is the happier version? Like,
the whale just digests them over like 3 months, right? And then shits them out into the...
It's like the Sarlacc in Return of the Jedi. That's what Monstro truly is.
Pinocchio has to spend like 3 months in the whale's stomach watching Geppetto get digested, but he's wood, so he won't get digested. It's like the fucking... Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Like this last... the end of this last season where the chick from that island that poisoned Cersei's kid...
Oh, yeah. Just to watch her daughter die.
Yeah, just gets thrown in jail. Just like, just watch her die and then rot, basically.
Yeah. Yep, you're right, yeah.
Meanwhile, Jiminy Cricket's trying to be like all fucking peppy and like, use your conscience.
How do you use your conscience when your father, your creator, is literally rotting in front of you? Yep, that's. We should write Grimm's fairy tales, Dave. We'd be great at it.
I don't think. Yeah, do you think anyone's done it yet?
Yeah, I don't know.
We should update Grimm's fairy tales for the modern age, because they were kind of dark back then, but we could get fucked up.
We could get really
now.
Fucked up now. Yeah, you can like get to a deeper psychological messed up at this point. Like, go Black Mirror, but like the awful side of that. Yeah. Like, because Black Mirror is weird and ends awful, but like make it like fucked up.
Yeah, but like a baby never dies in Black Mirror or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Like
Little Red Riding Hood goes over to fucking grandma's house and the wolf's there and they do the whole kind of back and forth.
Yeah.
But in Grimm's fairy tales, like Red Riding Hood never got raped.
Yeah, I was about... You know? This is... We're connecting here, because I was about to say, like, I don't see any rape in there.
Yeah.
Sure, we make jokes
not
about...
Not enough rape, if you ask me, in Grimm's fairy
tales. We make jokes about, like, Beauty and the Beast being bestiality or whatever. There's no beast raping.
What if there wasn't a choice? Yeah.
Yeah, man. There we go. We can make
some
really awful...
There's classic Grimm's fairy tales that haven't been so sanitized by Disney, you could still kind of, like... Actually, probably it's better if they've been sanitized by Disney, where we can just, like, get them all dirty again.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we gotta make this awful.
Because, Grimm was, like, you know, dark, and then Disney comes along and kind of spit shines it and puts a happy ending on it, and then we not only take it back to where Grimm was, but we take it down a little further.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I like it.
For this.
Let's get a psychology major in here somewhere.
I thought you were going to say, let's get a psychologist to make sure this is, like, normal.
Oh, no, it's not normal. Not normal at all. Let's get a psychologist in here just to, like, help us make this awful.
Yeah.
We can find when
we'll judge how well we're doing based off of their grimace. like the chart, like a pain chart in a doctor's office on a scale of 1 to 10, you know?
How concerned are you with our mental stability?
Yeah, the face the psychologist is making, we're like, all right, we're onto something here.
Instead of a frowny face, it's just like,
It's a face turning away and leaving and walking out the door.
Yeah, right. Except I want the face turning away leaving to be like the 8. I still want there to be a 9 and a 10 after that.
Number 9 is calling the cops.
And 10
What's
is
10?
10 is just a blank. 10 is just a blank.
Chris, it's never happened before.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's the bar.
Oh, no. Here. 7 is walking away. 8 is calling the cops. 9 is a gun in the mouth. And then a 10 is a blank. I want there to be something worse.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
I'm on board. Probably a surprising amount.
A 5 would be somewhere in like the...
A 5 is like
nervous.
A, oh, God.
Yeah. Like,
oh, like a...
Like, and like mix in one like a... 4 to 5 to 6 range somewhere, and they're like nervous laughter of like, I feel bad for laughing.
2's like a you know, a disapproving tisk.
And 1 is just kind of a blank face.
1's just like,
but what's notable,
1's that kind of face that they don't quite understand the offensive.
Yeah, like they don't get it. We need to get a different psychologist.
Yes.
notably, there's no happy face anywhere on this scale. Maybe that's the 11. 11 is the happy face. 11 Let's is turn this up to 11.
11 is a happy face. But it's mine and yours faces. Yeah. Now, who's this guy? What's his story? Why's he been there so long?
Yeah, what? What? Why are there skeletons
Why are there
everywhere?
Prisoners?
What is wrong with this lady?
I thought she was just jealous, but she's got some real fucking issues.
The psychologist would have an 8 here. No, let's be real. That's like a 5. That's not nearly messed up enough. Is that what would have happened if she got Snow White? She would have locked her up and she'd become a skeleton there?
Well, no, she was trying to kill Snow White, which I guess is worse.
Were these other people that, I'd rather just be killed by a knife than, rot to death in a dungeon.
Sit there.
Were these other people that were prettier than her?
I don't know. This is why we need a prequel.
We really do. We really do.
Apparently, there was going to be a prequel that Disney kind of started kicking around in the early 2000s, and it was supposed to be like a computer animated prequel.
Ooh, that would have been dinosaur style.
Exactly, yeah. Or fucking, those planes or something, there's third tier Disney animation.
Yeah, it's not Pixar, but
or Tinkerbell and the Neverland Forest kind of thing.
Yeah, all those things. Her sister Periwinkle whatever.
What, someone's done their fucking research.
I've met Tinkerbell with families too many times to not have picked up on it.
There was a story where it was going to be about Dopey, and this is pretty fucked up as well.
This sounds awful already to have a prequel.
It was going
to
be about why Dopey doesn't talk.
Oh, that's awful.
And apparently, the reason Dopey doesn't talk, it's... there's another movie that's kind of like it that... I can't. It's going to kill me.
Hodor?
There's no fucking time travel or anything. But no, basically, Dopey doesn't talk after he sees his mother get killed.
Oh, okay.
That kind of shocks him or scares him, so he just doesn't talk anymore. Disney contemplated making that movie, and then John Lasseter came in 2006 when Disney bought Pixar or whatever the deal was. I'm sure you know more details than me, but he became the head of Disney Animation or whatever, and he just started putting his foot down on all the garbage sequels and projects that were in production. And he saw that, and he was like, no.
Thank God for John Lasseter.
Yeah, we don't need a sequel to Snow White. We don't need a prequel to Snow White. We don't need a computer generated version of Snow White. We don't need live action versions of Snow White. But unfortunately, it's not strictly Disney's movie, so they keep happening.
Yeah. Although John Lasseter is on his little leave at the moment.
Yeah.
As right after I just say the. Thank God for John Lasseter. There's somebody probably not saying that.
Yeah. For every person saying thank God for John Lasseter, there's probably some woman saying...
Oh. That's disappointing. Not shocking, I guess. As long as Tom Hanks stays safe.
Mm-hmm. Is that your bar? If Tom Hanks goes down, you're going to just lose faith in all humanity?
Yeah. My faith in humanity over the past 2.5 years is already gone from, all right, I think we can get this. If we keep working together, we can really help alleviate all the issues in the world, to the point where I'm just like,
hey, Elon, how far out are we from landing on Mars and starting over again?
Right? Yeah. And I don't want everyone to start over again. I'd rather us just send clones there to figure it out themselves.
Fair play.
And then 5 people we determine good enough to go help those people lead.
Is one of them Tom Hanks?
Yeah, Tom Hanks. Yeah,
For now.
Tom Hanks and apparently Keanu Reeves as well.
Yeah.
Apparently he's a really good guy, as much as we want to make fun of him.
He knows people make fun of him, but he don't care.
Yeah.
He don't care.
Snow White's pumped about her prince coming when... Jesus.
She knows this prince, right?
As I just giggle at her saying, someday my prince will come. I'm very mature with the word come. C-O-M-E. Showing up places and coming is funny to me.
Jonathan, I gave you a pie, and before you ate it, I said, there were birds on this. Would you be cool with eating it?
I don't trust birds because I think they're... If I see a bird in the air, I think it's going to poop on me. Mm. So I'd be afraid of it pooping
there. That's all they go in the air to do, so...
Yeah, like, in my mind... See, again, this lady, I'd be like, shut the windows.
Like, just shut the window on her face.
Yeah, like no, over. No, thank you. But if the attractive queen came through, I'd be like, oh, the queen, thank you. Like, why would this 14-year-old girl have any fear of animosity of, like, the queen could think I'm prettier than her? Mm-hmm. Maybe 22-year-old cocky Snow White would think that.
Fucking but Instagramming Snow White.
Yeah, exactly. But 14-year-old Snow White would be like, this girl is skit theory. Go away, hag.
That should be something like an on-the-street kind of survey. Just hold up a picture of the queen and a picture of the evil queen. It's like, which of these two people do you trust?
Who would you take an apple from? Yeah. Also, again, with the animals, Snow White, they showed trepidation
Danger.
Entering the house.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
She's friends with them. Why are...
Yeah, she's fallen in love with all these animals. They've helped her clean her house. Like, they've gotten on well with the dwarves and everything. And then this random, crazy, ugly old lady shows up and she's like, oi, back off her, you cunt!
Yeah, right? Like...
Stranger danger.
The only animals cool with it that Snow White apparently trusts are the creepy vultures. Never trust a vulture. We learned that in this and the Jungle Book. Come on. That turtle is real bad at motion.
He's picking up his pace there.
He picks up his pace, but like he continually just like falls down. Oh, here we go. It's the off to work we go, because before it was to home.
A little double step there.
Yeah, he's randomly remembered
someone
his mom.
Someone went to Juilliard.
Randomly remembered his mom getting killed.
Hands off the ass, dude.
Right? Again with the ass stuff. Like, yeah. A lot of focus on that.
So much ass play in this movie.
Again, the animals have clearly befriended the dwarves in some way. Like, well, granted, if a bunch of birds flew around me and deer were pulling on me, I'd be also confused. And
but if you just spent a wonderful night with those same birds and animals cleaning up a house, like, wouldn't you
think, all right, there's
you'd be like,
a,
hey, they're trying to tell me something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rather than be like, hey, piss off, you fuckers.
Magic wishing apple. I hear that line exclusively of Walt doing it. There's a cool clip of him, like doing it during his, like, selling it to people, like as he read all the
selling the story or selling apples to people. I know it was probably hard on money during
probably
this movie.
Selling apples to people at this point. Like, this is what, near the end of the this movie? He's like, all right, come on, like, buy my wishing apple, buy my magic beans, whatever.
He's like, I've got a mortgage on my house already.
I really need to keep this house. I need to build a train in the backyard.
Today I learned that deers can be tiny horses for tiny people.
Right? Insert NBC star, the more you know.
This poor fucking turtle. Right? This whole movie.
Like, why don't the animals say, hey, we're running off here. You stay here and make sure things are good. Don't try to chase us both ways.
Why doesn't the fucking deer give him a ride?
Right? Give them a ride. Like, give the turtle a ride. Or, like,
He's have missed, the common sense
he's
to
missed so much of this movie.
Give the common decency to not run over and trample him like the wildebeest on Mufasa. Like
he's missed more of this movie than I have.
Like if that thing were a if that thing were a sloth and didn't have a shell, it would literally be dead. Literally. We're silent as we are
engrossed.
Absolutely engrossed in the suspense of will Snow White taste the apple and what will happen if she does.
Is it too hard to watch her bite into an apple?
What?
I mean, it's just strange that we just cut away from that.
Yeah.
For that exact moment. We're considering, like, that's kind of what the...
Yeah, that's the line
that's
of what's
That's what the
difficult.
Crux of this is. That's a weird direction move there, I gotta say. I guess that's what happens when you have six directors fighting for control.
Yeah, who right?
That's a weird choice when this whole moment is about, is she going to bite the apple? Is she not?
Would that have done some weird thing to make it PG for, like, showing a death on the screen, basically? Like, because right here it's whatever, but, like, if you show what caused it, or, like, would that basically be the same as, like, her putting the gun to her head or something?
Good point. Very good point. Look at you. You're so smart.
Yeah, I'm the smart. Also, don't trust a woman who has vultures as friends. Or maybe, I mean, I might. Like, if
don't
you trust
somebody by
vultures.
The company they keep.
Yeah. I mean, what, a person is the accumulation of, what, the five people they're most frequently around or something like that? Mm. So, I mean, if she's around vultures...
Apparently, I'm just around five cunts.
Yeah. I'm just around no one because I'm no one.
Oh, yeah, don't we see her die or something? Oh, yeah, here's a boulder. I read something about a boulder in her in this movie.
That thing is in the freaking ride, Snow White's Scary Adventures, because it doesn't focus on the happy moments. It only focuses on the terrifying moments.
It's the Scary Adventures, Jonathan. She went into a ride called Snow White's Scary Adventures, and it's just fucking 5 minutes of dwarfs dancing around and washing up. Like, wouldn't you be like...
I mean,
this sucks.
This isn't scary.
Yeah.
This is happy. Also, was there an eighth dwarf named
Scary? Was there a scary dwarf? Yeah. Was he too scary?
Yeah,
is
right?
That why? Is there an eighth dwarf that they never talk about?
Right.
Scary.
That's actually why Dopey doesn't talk. Is scary. And why the other six banished him is what Scary
That's
did to Dopey.
That's a fucking prequel right
That's
there.
A prequel.
That's
the
movie.
Eighth dwarf Scary.
That's
who led
the movie
Dopey to not talk and the six dwarves to banish him.
That's who I want to see Peter Dinklage play. Scary dwarf.
Also known as Rapey Dwarf.
Rapey Dwarf, yeah.
Dopey never talked again. All right, we got
He can show a point on a doll.
We got. Oh my god. All right, we got the rape involved. That's what Dave and I wanted.
Even the candles
we got,
crying.
I was concerned about last time with the fact that I talked about rape and freaking Muppets Christmas Carol. It was going to keep it going.
I mean...
again, no, too far. To revert. Go too far. An 11 too far? Or like an 8 too far?
Like an 8.
All right. You can tell me after. If somebody finds us in person after this wants to know, we can talk then.
I won't remember this at all. Are you kidding me?
You won't?
No, look at this. Look at this fucking drink. That's like half liquor, half whiskey, and half sour puffs.
Yeah, when we did the one, I was like, you know what, I might be able to drive home later tonight. Now that you made the second one, I'm like, well,
I got
this couch is looking good.
Yeah,
so beautiful, even in death, that the dwarves could not find it in their hearts to bury her. They'd probably be afraid. They're afraid of grave robbing, probably, so they're like, oh, we'll just put her up here.
They fashioned a coffin of glass and gold and then promptly lost it. Who had searched far and wide?
where the fuck has he been? It's a very small forest, apparently.
Yeah, it is a small... it took the 14-year-old girl, like, let's see,
all
ten,
of 75 seconds to find a fucking a house that works.
I was going to assume that, like, the 75 seconds of film could have been stretched to, like, 10, 15
minutes. She does pass
out.
Let's assume when she passes out that the trees pick her up
and
move
her,
like, 3 miles
like
further.
Like a Fangorn
inwards.
Forest type thing in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Let's say they manage to move her a 30-minute run away. The prince should still be able to do it.
Who's the fucking guy from Lord of the Rings plays Gimli?
John Rhys-Davies, who's Gimli and the voice of Treebeard.
It would be super awkward for filming, but one of the dwarfs in that prequel has to be him.
Absolutely.
Even though he's like twice the size of everyone else we talked about.
He's the most massive person, and he was unbearably allergic to the things that... did you know he's allergic to all the facial material they used in Gimli?
Of course he is.
when they took it off, he had a terrible reaction throughout all of it, and they actually gave him the mask as like a gift at the end, and he just threw it in a fire, and he was like, absolutely not. Because it just, they kind of gave it to him as a joke, but because it like destroyed his face.
Oh my god!
And it went on for years of
like
filming,
a 2-year production,
and it
no
took forever
off.
To put on, like. We'll talk about a friggin' trooper, but yes, he needs to be a dwarf, and I hope they use the exact same material.
Sorry, I'm just looking at all of their faces, kind of just like their eyes go down, and like on the surface, it seems like they're sad. But once you know that Snow White's 14, you look at them, they duck their heads, and they're just like, all they're thinking is, oh god, he's a pedophile.
Oh, this is worse than whoever's been stealing our gems.
And this is the man I'll fuck forever. And these are the men I'll fuck forever.
Well, I mean... also, you mentioned the Marilyn Manson. He's Marilyn Manson. Look at him. He's Snow White but male. It's like the lipstick and the pale face and the makeup. He has makeup all over his face.
He's a fancy lady.
He is a fancy lady. Did they ever say all the names, or did we just see them on the bed?
I think
frames?
We saw them on the bed and just assumed a lot of shit.
Yeah. Like, what if they weren't? What if Sneezy was bashful but just happened to be sick?
They're all wanting kisses on the lips, and she's just kissing them on the forehead. What a boner killer.
Sounds like every girl I've interacted with.
It's that easy. If a girl's asleep, just go up and kiss her, and then find a horse, and then you're set for life.
Yep.
Also, make sure you've been stealing gems from the dwarves your whole life, because he's the fucking thief!
Right? Is that the Neverending Story castle? Like, he built it with the gems that he stole.
What a twist that would fucking be.
Right? The prince stole all of them.
We don't know how he came to be into power or his wealth or anything.
It's because he stole the gems from the dwarves.
Well, this was fun. I feel like this is going to be a very abrupt ending to this movie. Because
it is an abrupt
back in
ending
those
because
days,
it literally just ended and now you can see the modern castle.
And all we had at the beginning was like, I don't know, 45 seconds of credits. I'm used to like having... oh!
Oswald!
Oh, this is... we got bonus shit going on now.
Universal presents Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. I don't know what this is. Okay, so Oswald, if you didn't know, is the original rabbit that Walt created and got started. And then rights issues happened. Universal owned it, took it from him, made things awful, made Walt really upset, made his own studio, eventually made Mickey, who's another character that happens to be mostly black colored with a white face and a similar lovable farm animal. Totally different, though.
Which, if you do it the other way around, is apparently racist.
Especially in this era, yeah. Yeah. Well, you're right. So, this is the original Walt character. So, this is kind of a neat little treat. And this is, again, done by Universal, which is now a big competitor, but once Walt left Oswald, Universal did not have any luck with it because they didn't have his ingenuity of cartoons for what made it popular at the time.
Do they still own the rights for Oswald, technically?
So those change because, so you can actually go to California Adventure, Disney's California Adventure, the theme park in California associated with the Disneyland Resort, and meet Oswald the Rabbit as a meet and greet as of several years ago. I forget exactly what the deal was. I'm not too educated on that, but it resulted in us in Disney getting those rights back for an inn. That's why you can now buy Oswald the Rabbit merchandise at Disney Parks and Resorts and meet the character at California Adventure.
I have to say, my only experience with Oswald the Rabbit is in the video game Epic Mickey, The Power of Two.
Yeah, okay.
And that was a terrible fucking video game.
Was it?
Yeah, it was nowhere near as good as the first one from what I hear.
I heard the first Epic Mickey was cool.
The first one was really good, but it was restricted to the Wii console, so hardly anybody played it. And then the second one sold even less than that because it was...
Oh, wow.
Even though it was released on like three times, it was like on all the major consoles, but it was just not a very good game.
That
and I tried
stinks.
Playing it, and I was kind of hoping for something a little bit like Kingdom Hearts. But...
Yeah, because sometimes Disney makes things that are super proper, like Kingdom Hearts, which like everybody loves. I've never played it, but I've heard it's like the greatest thing ever.
It's phenomenal. If you're a Disney fan especially, it's great.
I should probably play it at some point.
Yeah. It's like,
I just haven't played a video game in so long.
I don't know how to describe it. It's
also,
kind of
that's
like
really
the,
violent.
It's like the Mickey's PhilharMagic movie at the Magic Kingdom where Donald fucking just bumbles from scene to scene. You know,
which is one of my favorite things on the Magic Kingdom.
I love it. It's great. And Kingdom Hearts is kind of like that because you're traveling from movie to movie, essentially, and you got to fucking help this major character beat this evil bad guy or whatever.
Okay.
It's cool. It's like if you're a fan of Disney movies, you get to kind of relive the most popular ones.
That's cool.
And they all kind of
dig it. I know Aladdin's in one, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
He's my
and
favorite.
Fucking, like, you got Maleficent working with Pete and Hades. They're the three main bad guys at the first game or something.
Which I will say, so since we've talked a little bit about the remakes, Maleficent bothers me more than the others because it totally changes character. It makes her likable.
Sure.
And I'm like, isn't she supposed to be a villain? Because now she's not at all believable as a villain to me if I'm taking that as the story for it.
But how movies don't really work when they're when you focus solely on the villain and you don't try and make them redeemable in some way. And that's the problem. Disney should not try to make that movie at all.
Yeah.
Like, if you were going to go down that route, like, either have the balls to make it about an evil badass, or don't make that movie at all, because, you're right. That character is not all about, like, they don't have to have this kind of redeeming quality or anything. Yeah. Like, no, keep them as a bad guy. Don't give us a reason to question or understand why they were doing what they did.
You can, and here's the thing, you can make it, like, a relatable person where you start off and be like, oh my gosh, what a cool character, and then you show their path to becoming evil, totally better. And you can understand, be like, oh, so that's what happens when you react to life's difficulties in a bad way. You result in this type of individual. And it'd be a great story. Instead, it's like, hey, everybody's good if we focus on them as the main character. I'm like, eh, but are they? Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a full Oswald short.
People just go to the movies and watch this for all of 5 minutes. Can you imagine getting dressed and going out in the 30s to go and watch this?
I mean, after the New Deal, I'd have so much money to do it. Oh, yeah, and another thing, you can actually buy, like, Oswald eels, Flotsam and Jetsam. It's no, her Little Mermaid throwback. Ears. Sorry, sometimes my speech impediment will come back out if you talk with me long enough.
Sometimes my speech impediment will
I used
my
to
speech.
Have one. I used to have one. But you can actually buy Oswald ears at parks and resorts now for Disney.
Fair play. All right, I have a feeling we're just going to loop right back into the whole movie now with a commentary by Roy Disney. So,
I would prefer to not do that.
Yeah, let's bow out of this commentary at this point. Quick final thoughts on the movie before we leave, everybody.
So I'll say, honestly, as terrible as it sounds to be excited about a remake of a perfect classic, rewatching this makes me excited about the potential of a remake. again, this is not stating that Disney is making it. I can only assume that it will probably do it because it's Disney likes Disney likes money, and they keep remaking everything.
And so. It's their first movie, so it's always going to have that kind of that cash of like
exactly. They can pull from it well.
Yeah,
but I would love to see what they do with that because lovable movie, really cool effects, amazing to the movie industry, but lots of plot holes.
Love not a perfect story.
Yeah, but like adorable, cute, and I'd love to see what you can do when you like take that to more advanced storytelling and filmmaking.
That's a fair analysis. I'll give you that.
Any thoughts on your part?
Not at all. I mean, it's a fine movie. There's very little I remembered from that movie. It's a very forgettable right. movie, in my opinion.
I think you remembered about a tenth of it. I remembered about a half of it.
Together, we're more than halfway there.
Yeah, so, right?
So I'm glad I had you to watch this with me. Thank you for joining me.
Of course, anytime.
All right. Until next time, my name is Dave Mosley.
And my name's Jonathan Hurd.
And we're sorry that Carl couldn't make it tonight. Hopefully he'll be back next week for another Big Gay Date. And hopefully you will join us too. Thank you. Good night.